I don't always drink beer, but when I do, it's on the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show.
All right,
Dad,
everybody.
Makes me do it.
Oh. I make him do it. I make him do it. Yeah. So everybody have their refill of Bishop's Bride.
Yes.
From our friends at Big Storm Brewing Company.
Yes.
Love it.
Yes.
Absolutely
and
wonderful.
Here we are back from our...
Here we are back. We are the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show right here on RadioSaintPete.com.
.com.
Yeah, good. You know, tweet us.
Tweet us.
Marco Radio Show 1.
Yes.
Or give us a call at 727-498-0502.
Yes.
We'll talk to you. I promise.
Mm-hmm. Not a lot.
But we won't even hang up on you.
No, I wouldn't make that kind of a promise.
If we do, it won't be on purpose.
I believe you... cut off granny pants pretty quick last
week.
Well,
yeah, but you call. Look, when you call and we got like 10 seconds left in the show. Come on.
Come on. Gotta go.
Granny pants. Okay, so one of the things we did as a family and as, I guess, a show, we were all there. We went to a wedding yesterday evening. One of the things that's kind of interesting about our house. Our kids
in the middle of our street.
Ty is 26 now. Hannah is 21.
Yes.
But all through their school days, our house
was that house.
Was that house where I would come home from work and there would be 10 kids here. Only two of them belonged to me.
Sometimes two of them belong to you.
Right. There'd be kids laying all over our furniture, in our refrigerator, in our cupboards. You know, you name it.
We had a real cool vibe, man.
Yeah, I guess. I guess.
You had a good thing going.
Yes, we did.
Those are the days I'd come home and I'd be like, thank God I have a tomato garden outside.
Yeah.
Because I went and tended my maters. I had some pretty good maters in those days.
Yes. Yeah.
You hated all the kids.
Yeah. Little bastards.
And I always had, you know, 5 pounds of some sort of meat or spaghetti feed, you know, 10, 12 people every night.
You were like an army cook.
Yes. Mm. And on the weekends, you know, breakfast consisted of at least a dozen eggs and a loaf of bread and a pound of bacon and a pound of sausage. Right. I was cooking for a fleet.
Well, we've been doing for wayward children.
You've been doing that for a long time because even when I was in the Marine Corps, it was the same sort of deal.
Right. We brought all Dad's wayward children home.
We'd wake up
from the
on a Saturday morning and there'd be three or four Marines spread out on the living room floor that we'd feed and send back to the base.
Send them home. I made sure they were fed.
Right. Mm-hmm. So anyway, we went to a wedding yesterday evening, and it was an early wedding. I guess we were supposed to be there, 3:30?
Yes.
Yeah.
I guess the whole thing kicked off a little bit after 4, maybe 4:30, something like that.
In true fashion.
On a Thursday afternoon, that's kind of odd.
Right.
Well, that's
but,
cool.
You know what, and Granny Pants would in, I can't
spit
even
it
speak.
Come on now.
When I was a kid, we went to a lot of weddings. My mom had a large family. Anyway, there were times where we would get there hoping that we would come down the aisle before the bride and preferably not after the bridesmaids.
Yeah.
You know, so mother would have been very pleased with the fact that the invitation said 3:30 and the wedding, you know, the bride didn't come down the aisle until well after 4.
Right.
She would have made it.
So tell us whose wedding we attended.
We attended the wedding of
Alexandra and Kevin Scheffler.
Yes.
Oh, is that who those people were?
Yes.
Alexandra Arnold married Kevin Scheffler.
Shevin
Keffler.
Yes.
Shevin Keffler.
Both of
those kids spent a lot of time in this house.
Yes.
We saw them grow up.
Yes. We definitely
saw them throw up.
Yes.
We've
seen a lot of both of them.
Right.
Great kids.
So anyway, we go to the wedding, and it was over at Largo,
Central Park.
Central Park.
Yes.
And it was at the, what, I guess the old historic feed store?
Yes.
Which is not a feed store anymore. It's like a museum kind of thing. They had a nice little yard area that was kind of bricked in a little bit. And that's where they held the wedding outside.
Yes. In the garden.
Beautiful day.
Beautiful.
Ask for better weather.
Yes.
Fantastic. Nice setting. And, you know, it was, how do you describe the wedding? Let's start with the vows.
Yes.
No, not the vows.
No.
What was... Yeah, the vows.
The vows.
The thing.
The thing that the... Yeah, I don't know.
It was all...
Good job, everyone.
It was all Dr. Seuss.
Yeah. Yes.
From the places... Oh, the places you will go.
Yeah, right. I thought that was very interesting, and I was... Once I realized what it was, I was like... How cool is that?
Right.
You just thought Lisa was rapping for a little
bit. And so fitting for the two of them. Mm-hmm. In fact, so many things about their wedding were truly unique.
Right.
That only they could pull off.
Mm-hmm.
As far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
From her wedding gown.
Yeah. Vintage.
Vintage. 1930s, maybe 40s.
Found over in Ybor City, she said.
And it was the perfect dress for her.
You know what? Now that I think about it, I can't imagine her in a different gown. Right. That was perfect.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it definitely had that vintage sort of flowing... I loved it.
It was the right
amount of sequins, not too many.
Exactly.
Not too much, not gaudy.
It was old Hollywood.
Yeah. Right.
It was something you would see on the red carpet. Mm-hmm. At a red carpet event. It was beautiful.
Right.
Absolutely beautiful.
Kevin looked like the Monopoly guy.
Yes.
Or Ichabod Crane.
No.
You know, I don't know that I've ever seen Kevin in like a dress coat.
Formal attire.
He's got a very long neck.
Yes, he does.
Well, he's normally got the beard.
Right. And then when you put...
He's like 7 feet tall.
Yeah, then when you put a top hat on it, it looks like Yertle the Turtle.
Top hat. Top hat and tail.
Kevin, I love you, buddy.
He looked... As tall as Kevin is, he looked even taller.
Well,
it extended him.
At the end of the evening, I decided it was time for me to go. And he was like, well, you got to give me a hug. And, you know, I'm 6 feet tall.
Mm-hmm.
I go in to hug Kevin. He's stick thin. So my arms wrapped around me and him.
Right.
But my head was... Like in his chest.
Right.
Yeah, on his shoulder. Yeah.
Yeah. I hug Kevin's belly button.
Right.
Like, oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Congratulations, dear. Yeah.
But
how are you?
Yeah, it was very cool. And you know what? That's the first time that I had seen Allie in a long time.
Yeah same.
Yeah. Too long.
Definitely.
Too long. And that's what happens when they grow up, which I know you couldn't wait for the day to happen.
Right.
That you could come home and not have a house full of kids.
Mm-hmm.
But now that they're gone, I do miss them.
Well, you know, listen.
You
just
miss
like,
the good ones.
Just like,
I miss the good ones.
Just like all things, a lot of things in life create good stories.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And with Kevin and Allie,
right.
They were...
Full of them.
Yes,
they
were both
of
them.
Full
of something. But they were never a couple.
Right.
During all of those years that they were.
They were just two
here.
Of the kids that came over. They were not ever together.
Exactly.
During that period of time.
And they did finally, get together, obviously.
Well, don't you
a couple
find it interesting?
Ago?
Like if you go on Facebook and things like that, you see the people that you went to high school with that ended up getting married. It was like, I didn't even know they knew each other.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You know.
Definitely.
But maybe, they had a math class together that you didn't know.
You
they
didn't
had,
know,
you
know about. Or
you know,
whatever.
They had some sort of connection.
Exactly.
I mean, not everybody goes to Tijuana and,
and just picks
meets
up.
Meets their bride in Tijuana.
Right.
Like some couple I know.
Yeah, like some crazy people.
So as far as I was getting at, telling stories about these kids growing up, and one of the stories that I have about Allie that has always, and I was hoping, I was really hoping that at the wedding reception that they were going to ask people to, you know, give like a story, you know, and I'd already decided right away what mine was going to be.
I think I already know.
It's that one of the things that we do. Now, look, we do this show every Friday night from 6 to 8.
Right.
And now, because the way our life is now, this is pretty much the only time that the four of us get together.
Exactly.
Right. All right. Well, back in the day when the kids were coming up and all their friends were here, we would basically do this show without it being a show.
Right. Without it
from our kitchen counter.
Exactly. Right.
You know.
Every night. Mm-hmm. Day after day. Every single day.
And a lot of the kids that
listen. The show was a bit more colorful then.
Yeah, yes.
Right. A lot of the kids that listen to this show, they're like, oh my God, I feel like I'm, you know, back at the counter.
Right.
You know. Anyway, we are at the counter this one particular evening. And it's a slow night.
It's a slow night.
Nice and chill.
Conversation wasn't really going anywhere, as I remember. Anyway, the front door burst open, and here comes Allie.
On her 18th birthday.
That's
very important for
this
story.
Runs up to the counter, flips her shirt up, and says, look, I got my nipples pierced.
What?
I even think she said, did you see him? I don't know. Let me show you again.
What are you doing?
Right.
I need a minute.
Wait. Yeah. Wait. And you Jesus. Did. You did what?
Yeah.
Oh, so, yes.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, in case you were wondering if we were having like Bible study or anything like that at the counter, we were not.
No.
There was a lot of self-reflection.
Yes. Teen angst.
Yes.
We dealt with a lot of that.
We were swimming in it.
So mad at my mother.
Yes.
You know, that kind of thing.
For days.
You know?
Yes. I was Dear Abby for...
Exactly.
A multitude of young people with a multitude of problems.
Because you were like the Dear Abby, and then I'd be like, it's not that bad. And then I'd tell a story from my childhood.
Yeah. Right. And they would all be sitting there with their mouth open going,
oh my God.
Oh my God. I'm such a great kid. Why don't my parents love me more?
Right. Yeah.
But very...
So anyway, we're at this wedding, and you know, look, obviously we're going on and on about this couple because they obviously meant a lot to us. We saw them grow up.
Yes.
And then yesterday was the culmination of, you know, the years that we've known them.
Yes.
They got married.
They married
each other, which is kind of cool. I thought one of the interesting things was that when they introduced them, Allie and Kevin, for their first dance.
At the reception.
All of a sudden, Star Wars music came on. You know, that kind of thing. And then for their first song, they had a sword fight.
Yes. their first
Not
dance.
Not lightsabers, but a sword fight.
Actual swords.
Fencing
swords. Right.
Very bizarre.
Colorful people.
Yes.
I guarantee you've not ever gone to a wedding where there was a sword fight.
No, especially by the bride and groom.
I'll have lightsabers.
For their first dance.
Yep.
In fact, the DJ even said, you know, I have probably done 1,000 weddings.
Not ever.
Not ever have I ever seen a couple duel.
Duel.
For their first dance.
First dance, right.
It was fun.
It was fun.
Yeah.
It was kind of cool because, you know, I was wondering as we were sitting there if a lot of the kids recognized us.
Yes.
Because as the evening went on, you know, because everybody's grown up now, a lot
of
them.
They do look so different.
Yeah, a lot of them I didn't recognize right off. You know what I mean?
Right.
So it was kind of like, oh, that is that person.
Right. I'd be like, oh, honey, look, there's so-and-so. And you'd look at me and go,
Is it?
Is it? Really? No, I don't think so. Like, yeah, it is.
Biggest surprise of the night.
Daryl.
Gay Daryl. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Daryl.
Yeah. He was such a slip of a thing in high school.
I think they call that a twink.
Well, whatever. Yeah. But,
Not wrong.
He's a good kid.
Daryl is a grown man.
With a fully grown, huge beard.
Yeah. And long hair.
Hair down the middle of his back. He looks like a lumberjack.
I think he's like grown a foot since I've seen him last.
I didn't think he was that tall.
No? He just seemed so much larger.
Well, when you're only 4 feet tall, I mean, everybody's tall.
Well, exactly. Everybody's taller than I am.
One of the beautiful things about the whole engagement is that they had a open bar.
Oh, yes.
And our assigned table was where?
In front
right
of
the bar. Right
next
to the bar.
They knew.
No lie.
That was planned.
Yes.
Yes, I think it was.
Let's put the Gins over here. Right. They deserve the most free drinks for putting up with all of us for so many years.
Hannah Claire, I did happen to notice that you were putting them back.
I was, indeed. Yeah, free liquor bar.
What were you drinking over there?
I was drinking Crown and Coke. Mm-hmm. And I had four of them.
Wow.
Four Crown and Cokes.
Well, you have to keep in mind.
Did I not hear you say that you were having, there were doubles?
No,
only one of them was a double because there was a slippage.
Yeah.
A slippage?
No, that's why I counted it as four.
Oh,
really,
okay.
I only had three cups.
I see.
But one of them was a double, so four.
Right.
Okay.
And it wasn't probably as awkward for Ty because...
He drinks water.
Well, no. He always drinks water.
It's what I drink.
But Ty's... there weren't any old flames of yours.
Oh, right. That
was fantastic.
Right. Where...
I was so happy.
There were several.
A few.
For Hannah.
Yes.
And a lot of people who don't like me anymore. We've fallen,
by the wayside.
By the wayside. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it was a little awkward. So, I was slamming them.
I will not share this story on air, but I was telling Lori about the story you were telling us last night when we got home about the Scheffler boys.
Yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
The groom himself is one of the ex-boyfriends.
Let's just say tall.
Stop it.
So anyway.
Stop. Lengthy.
Now, I even told this to you guys in confidence.
One of the cool things that happened to me last night.
Yeah.
There was a line for the ladies' room.
Right.
There were single bathrooms. There was a men's and a ladies'. They were identical. And I know this because there was a line for the ladies' room and Kevin's grandfather came out of the men's room.
Right.
And said to me, well, do you want to go ahead and use this one? I put the seat down for you.
Thank you.
And the girls that were in line in front of me, they were like, oh, no, I don't have to go that bad. And
they're boys. They pee on the seat.
I looked at them and I was like, really, ladies? I'm going. And in I go.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, why do they even have a sign? Why don't they just say restroom?
Mm-hmm. Right.
And there are two of them. The thing about the men's room, plenty of toilet paper, plenty of paper towels, and a full soap dispenser.
It's because guys don't wash their hands afterwards.
No, I didn't.
I noticed the floor in the ladies' room was covered in glitter.
Oh, okay.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I like glitter. I'm not hating.
It was Kevin and Allie's wedding.
Same in the men's room.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. I lost some of my glitter in there.
Yeah.
It happens.
Mm. My sparkle. Sneeze?
Yeah.
My shine.
You got to stick it on real good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hannah Claire, I came home this afternoon a little bit earlier. I came home, lunchtime. Yes. And you were here, and you were doing something to your face.
I just got out of the shower.
Yeah, yes. I was a little blown away by, and you called
shaving?
It color correcting.
Yeah.
Ty, no, this is no exaggeration.
Dad,
she's got this cone-shaped sponge, okay? And she's got like a jar of these different colors. One of them is death green.
Death green.
Not a good green, death
zombie green.
Right. Zombie green.
And so
big bruise,
she,
purple.
She,
canary
she dabs
yellow.
This sponge into it and puts like one between her eyes, on both cheeks, you know, on the jaw, on the middle of her chin. It's like death green.
What's that do for you?
Well, that's what I'm thinking. I'm like,
Dad,
already you need a suntan. You know,
Dad walks by the bathroom.
She had this yellow crap around her eyes.
And he was like, oh my God.
Honey. That's not going to work out.
What are you, honey, you, what is she doing?
What's the look we're going for?
Yeah, well, okay, so green is opposite the color wheel of red.
Okay.
So if you have red spots on your face, such as like zits or pimples or just red spots, you know, you cover those with the green. Purple and yellow are opposite, so you use the yellow to cover up purples, you know, like
bruises, your
dark circles.
Yeah.
You know, purple to cover up too much yellow, and then you blend it in real good. And
well,
then you cover
foundation. I had to get back to work, but I had to stay.
Yeah, he stayed and watched the.
I had
process.
To stay to see because it was like, was wait a minute,
where is this going?
Right,
you going to a zombie show? I mean, what's going on here?
Are you leaving the house like that?
Yeah, what's happening? And when she blended it all in, beautiful.
Yeah.
Yep.
Flawless.
Mm-hmm. Look at her now.
Beautiful skin. Who knew all those colors were under there?
Right.
Right.
Who knew? Blended. Hey, as far as the back to the. Did you do that last night too?
Yeah.
Did you?
A little bit.
So it's something you're doing all the time now.
This is
color
like,
correcting.
This is the third day in a row.
Yeah.
Because on the first of the third days, I decided to go to CVS and spend $85 on
what?
All of this crazy makeup.
Jeebus.
So I am going to get my money's worth.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
And it's worth it.
Well, and she really needed to look good last night for that
she
wedding.
Did. She did.
You know, because broken hearts strewn across the room, and she wanted to make sure that they realized the one that got away.
The one that got away, right. So we got them as gifts.
Yes.
Do you want to talk about it?
We went down to Brocante Market.
Brocante Market.
Last
which is
weekend.
Like an indoor flea market kind
right.
of thing. Got a lot of really cool antiques. A lot of vintage style things there.
And one of our favorite places.
Yeah, it's very cool.
Go poke
around.
And
it's indoors.
Yes.
Which is cool. We, you know, for a couple of years now, I've been looking for an antique fan.
Yes.
I like the look of those with the, like the metal cage on it and, you know.
The kind that aren't really there for safety.
Right. Oh, yeah. You put your finger in there, you're going to lose it.
It's just kind of a wire.
Yeah. But I just like that Art Deco kind of look. So I've been looking for one for a couple years. We go down to Brocante on Saturday, and lo and behold.
To buy a wedding gift.
Yeah, to buy a wedding gift.
Of course.
And lo and behold, they had like four fans.
Yes.
Four. Really badass fans. The one that I got, I love it, but mine was like the only one that had a cord.
Right. Mm.
Still, no place to plug it in, no place to, you know, make sure that it even worked.
Didn't care.
I wanted it anyway. I mean, I figured I could, you know, rewire it or whatever, you know, unless it, you know, was burned out. But so we brought that thing home. I plugged it in. Works like a charm.
Oh, and it's
beautiful.
I can't believe the amount of air that little fan.
Yeah.
What, a 12-inch?
It's a 12-inch fan. It is so badass. It's made by the Emerson. It's called an Emerson Jr.
Yes.
Steph went online and looked it up. 1939.
Yes.
1939.
We had to, because the plate in the front,
right.
the paint is worn off. So
yeah, Steph had to do her like...
I had to go back to the Girl Scout days of... Put the paper over it and rub the pencil on it to figure out what it said. And then, of course, I was online Googling, you know, the fanatics or the fanatics.
Whatever they are.
And that's how I was able to date it. And it's an awesome old fan.
It's
though.
Very cool. It's quiet. I thought if it did work, it would make a lot of noise. It would squeak. It would rattle. Nothing. just a beautiful hum. A lot of a beautiful hum. A
beautiful hum. It's
old ass fan. Got a beautiful hum on that old ass fan. High and low.
High and low. Yeah. And it oscillates.
And it oscillates.
It's cool because you can actually, you can see the arm that oscillates.
Yeah, it's got an old school arm on it that sort of works it.
It's very, very cool.
Okay.
Let's make it sexy.
Yes.
It's a sexy old fan from 1939.
And then you put your hand in it, and it's gone.
We like to call him Junior.
Yeah. Those metal blades are, you know.
Yeah, they'll get you.
They'll get you.
They'll get you. Yeah. Let's see. What else? Hey.
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 Do we want to? You know what? You know what? Okay. What? So we were talking about the wedding.
Right.
All right. Steph. We had a wedding.
Yeah,
no, you did.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember what our wedding song was?
Aww. Nobody ever has this song when we're out and we ask for it, and I don't know why.
Because it's dirty.
It was the number one.
It's talking about having sex on a Sunday afternoon. What kind of wedding song did you pick? Couldn't get away too soon because I had to get over there and tap that thing on a Sunday afternoon.
Well,
and then the show went there.
Right.
Right. Love that. I would be willing to bet that we are the only ones who have ever used that song, Groovin', for their wedding song.
Probably.
Maybe, yeah.
Probably. Now, did you know...
What?
That was the number one song in the country on the day I was born.
How May 16th,
1967.
Now, that's cool. Did you know... Hey, are we going to play Stump the Chump?
Yes.
Okay. We're going to play it next?
Yeah.
All right. Do we have a theme?
Yeah. Well, what were you going to ask me?
Well, I was going to say, did you know that that song Groovin' was also done by the song that we're going to play? The same band.
What are you saying?
The same artist.
What?
Bishop's Bride got me.
Yeah.
Damn it.
By the same artist.
Dad and the Brides. And
of the song I'm going to play before the break. Oh. Or during the break.
During the break? Okay. Before the break? Before Stump the Chump.
Before Stump the Chump. What's the theme?
What is the theme? Today's date is November 11th. And today is someone's 42nd birthday.
Oh, that we're doing a birthday thing again.
Very well known. Just one.
Okay.
And it is...
42nd.
42nd birthday.
All right.
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Oh.
It would have been, I think yesterday would have been Brittany Murphy's 39th birthday.
How about that?
It was either yesterday or today.
Okay, so I played Groovin'.
Yes.
We're getting ready to go to a break. Good. I'm going to play this song called Good Lovin'. Mm. Both of them were done by the Young Rascals. We'll be right back.
One, two, three. Good Lovin'. Good Lovin'. What I had, doctor, 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 he said, yeah, 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 yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yes, indeed, all I really need,
good love.
Now give me that good, good love. You want your baby to be alright.
Be alright. Baby, baby. It's for sure.
I got the fever, yeah. And you got the cure.
Got the cure.
Everybody.
Yeah.
All I
right, everybody. We are back. We are the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show right here on RadioSt.Pete.com. Give us a call. Come on, man. 727-498-0502 or yes. Tweet us.
Marco.
At the Marco Radio Show 1.
Yes.
We'll tweet you back.
One. We're number one.
Number one.
So during the break, Stephanie reminded me that when we were at the wedding last night, that Ty and Jack ducked out.
Ducked out of the reception.
Yeah.
We
and
were
then,
there for the whole thing. Don't make it sound like I left halfway through.
Okay. All right.
That's why Ty caught the garter. And
did you?
Both garters. Actually,
two guards.
Allie had two on.
Oh.
You missed that too.
I did, because I ducked out.
You ducked out. You came home and I don't know what you did, but Ty and Jack ducked out and went to another party, if you will.
Yeah, we went to the fair.
So, what you said it was down in like Pinellas Park?
Yeah.
And, I mean, like how big was it?
Not very. I mean, it was...
Is it like a church fair or something like that?
Maybe. I mean, it was kind of like the powwow that we have, but not
okay.
As big.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I got you. I can visualize it.
Mm-hmm.
Did they have a sideshow?
No. Oh, no. I was there, so.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You were filling in the blanks.
Right. So you said that you rode a mechanical bull.
I did.
How nice. Badass is that?
It was pretty fun. I almost won.
What do you mean won? There was a competition?
No, well, it's a $100 prize.
What?
If you can stay on for 8 seconds.
Yeah.
What?
I was on for 6.5.
Oh, nice. Man.
Oh, so close.
Shattered my pelvis.
I noticed you limped in here this evening. You must have like
fun,
really
though.
Grippy thighs.
Yes.
I mean, because there's just like the rope on the back of
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Yeah, it was.
Did you wrap it like around your hand?
No, I mean, you hold on.
Oh.
Both hands?
Yeah.
Oh, you're gay.
You're gay.
You're supposed to throw the one hand back and forth.
Oh, because that's not gay.
And back and forth yeah. and back and
well, there
forth.
There you go,
Dad can't throw his hand back
I mean,
in the studio without hurting himself.
Yeah, you
got to
throw some
imagine?
Style in it. You were just hanging on.
I was trying to get $100.
Because I think in the rodeo, you get style points.
Oh. No, they weren't
this
giving.
This wasn't a rodeo.
They weren't
best
giving
boots.
Style points. Best buckle.
Best buckle. Best hand waving?
Yeah.
Huh?
Best buckle.
No, but that I believe that fair is going on the rest of this weekend in Pinellas Park.
You know, I've always wanted to ride a mechanical bull ever since I saw the movie back in the 80s, Urban Cowboy.
Yes.
I just thought that was the baddest
was
thing
cool.
I've ever seen. I thought that would be so badass. And I can't believe because, you know, after that movie...
Oh, they had them in like every bar.
But I never went to a bar that had one.
That's because you never wore cowboy boots.
I almost did some mud wrestling one time.
Oh, my God.
I didn't do that.
Did you do that last night as well?
No, but that I think that was at Elizabeth's house.
Ah, okay.
Out in the yard?
Yeah.
Wow.
You know what? It may have been jello wrestling.
Oh, probably.
Gross.
I can see that. I can see that.
Yeah. So the mechanical bull. So the winner, what? I guess he did the 8 seconds.
Did anybody win?
No, he was just sitting there with the booth. That was the best time of the night, eight seconds.
Ah.
But you got 6.5.
6.5. Yeah, when I got off, the guy was like, not bad.
Pretty good, cowboy.
Not bad for a kid with green hair.
Come back here and I'll give you a stuffed toy.
Yeah.
Well, when I walked up, he kind of looked at me like, oh, this will be funny.
Right. You know, well, you look like you're 10.
I know.
With green hair.
Got up there. I got my flex on.
Right. Nice. Was he really trying to juke you or what?
Yeah, he was trying to kill me.
Yeah, he was trying to kill me.
I remember clearly, like towards the end, when I knew that it was over, I was still holding on and my feet were off. I was spinning. I was trying to get back on, but no, it wasn't going to happen.
Was he your typical carny?
Yeah.
With bad intentions?
Yeah, with bad intentions. Oh, that's
now, the only
funny.
Thing that made me nervous was like right outside of the area was like a picket fence.
Oh.
I get nervous just walking into a fair.
Yeah.
Might see a little person. Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really mess me up.
Well, that's fun. That's fun. That's cool. Maybe it, whoever decides to get married in this household.
We'll have a mechanical bull at the reception.
We should have all kinds of fun stuff.
All kinds of carny stuff.
Yeah.
Or Legoland.
Because we're a big carnival people.
Or Legoland.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, just dropping things. You know.
Mm-hmm. I'm just not trying to get killed, though.
Right. Right.
All right. Are we ready to play our Leo DiCaprio version of Stump the Trump?
Yes,
all right,
we
does everybody
are.
Have their bell, the ring of their hooter?
Yes.
Okay, I am going to give you the year of the film. And
these are all Leo.
These are all Leo.
If I remember correctly, I have won a Leo-themed one before.
Hmm. I believe you have. I believe you have. Mm-hmm. I will give you the year of the movie. And possibly the name of his
co-star
character that he plays.
All right. I like that.
Which is, you know, on some of them, it will absolutely give it away. So be all ready to ring. Be ready to ring. We are going to start back in time, if you will. How far back should we go? We will go back to 1995. This is a movie that we actually watched a couple of years ago. I didn't even know about it. And in this movie, Leo played Jim Carroll. Ty.
Quick and the Dead?
No.
No.
Damn. No.
Options?
This is based on... a true story. He
really
whatever happened to Gilbert Grape?
No.
His name wasn't Gilbert.
His name was Gilbert.
Get with it.
Jim Carroll was his name. This was about a young boy.
Oh, A Boy's Life.
No.
Oh,
growing up.
It's a great movie.
That came out like a month ago.
No. That's a great one.
This movie
Robert
was
De Niro.
From 1995. His character gets into some drug issues. And he's an athlete.
Basketball Diaries.
Yes. Basketball Diaries.
It's a Basketball Jones.
Good movie if you've never seen it.
Basketball Diaries, yes.
Basketball Diaries.
Yep.
Okay, we'll go back a little further to 1993. Mm-hmm. Leo actually did two films in that year.
How loaded is he?
Oh, loaded. We have already said both names of these films from 1993. In one movie, his name is Arnie. Hannah?
Gilbert Grape.
Yes. And in the second movie, his name is Toby.
Quick and the Dead?
No.
No.
Oh,
come on.
No, Toby is a... Oh, God.
Oh, God.
Are you going to be all right?
Damn it.
Damn it.
Damn it.
Again, a story of a young boy coming of age.
Oh, yeah. I just said it.
You just said it.
This boy's life.
So there's two for Hannah, one for Mark.
If you haven't seen that movie, that's a great movie.
I don't think I have.
Oh, my God. It's fantastic.
Oh, my God.
I think it's Michelle Pfeiffer is his mom. Robert De Niro is his stepdad.
Catwoman's his mom?
Yeah.
It's a great movie. Truly, it's a great movie.
Mm-hmm. This one is a very, very well-known film from 1997.
Titanic.
Dad rang first.
But
so
I said it.
Yeah, but that doesn't matter.
So two for Mark, two for Hannah. In... 2000, it says 2001, so right.
What's the score?
Odyssey.
You have two, Hannah has two, Ty has none.
Hannah has two?
Yes. Yeah. She got This Boy's Life and What's Eating Gilbert.
I got This Boy's Life.
No, you did not.
You didn't.
Well, what's my other one?
You have Titanic and the Basketball Diaries.
All right, okay, all right.
Settle down.
Where are we?
I should really have three.
In 2001, Leo played a young man named Richard, who went on a quest. Mark?
It's the one where he changes his identity. He's like the pilot, then he's the doctor, right?
What?
No. Aviator, the aviator?
No. This one, he's on a quest involving drugs.
Oh, I know. It's something, the beach.
The beach.
Yeah. That's a good...
I'm sorry, were you ringing?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, but he didn't know.
He did know.
You turd.
So do I get it?
No.
What? Who does?
Nobody.
Nobody. How about that?
All right. Sorry, Ty. I wasn't...
That's a good movie, too.
That's a very good... Leo does great movies. He's great movies.
And he's only got one Oscar for his worst movie.
And he's loaded.
I know. In 2002... this movie has already been mentioned as an incorrect answer, but 2002, he plays the character Amsterdam Valentine.
Is that Catch Me If You Can?
No.
Come on.
This one, again, involves drugs, violence.
All that good shit.
All that stuff.
What year?
2002.
Great Gatsby?
No. The name of a state is in the title.
Oh. Texas Buyers Club?
No.
No.
I don't know. Is he
a name of a state?
Yes. It's something of...
And we've already mentioned
the name
it?
Of the state. Something of name of the state.
Tick. Something of...
Start saying states.
Georgia.
No.
Raising Florida. Arizona.
No.
Hey, Hannah.
What would you do with a brain if you had one?
Oh, you catty bitch.
This is a conflict movie.
Hey, Ty.
Most of them are.
You ought to be ashamed of yourself.
I am. Frequently.
Oh, you guys are... Okay. 2002.
Yeah.
Again, coming of age, very Leo movie. His name was...
Are we skipping it?
Oh, Raising Arizona.
No.
I said that, you turned.
His name was Amsterdam.
Next stop, Michigan.
No.
Tomorrow night in New Mexico.
Was it Django?
No.
Was he in Django?
Yes, he was in Django, but that was later.
His name was Amsterdam or something fancy?
The first word of the title of this movie...
Is the...
No.
All right. Good.
Has to do, I'm trying to think of something, colors, signs.
Red dawn.
No. What? Who?
Red jumpsuit apparatus.
Who
the
wears?
Hunt for Red October.
Who wears colors?
Gang members.
Yes.
Colors.
Gangs.
Gangs of New York.
Ty.
All right. Damn
all
it.
Right, Ty.
That's a great movie too.
Ty,
this kid is on fire.
He is amazing. He is amazing. So one for Ty,
Daniel
two
Day
for
Lewis
Hannah, two for
movie.
Mark.
Good movie.
In 2004, if I tell you the name of his character,
yes,
you will know the movie.
Okay.
But the initials of his character...
Just give us the initials.
...are H.H. Tyler.
The Aviator.
The Aviator.
Oh, what was his name in The Aviator?
Howard Hughes.
Howard Hughes.
Hug, hug.
What?
Hug,
hug.
Hey, Hannah.
Shut up!
It's the way of the future. 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 Okay, so we are tied at 2-2.
You're having fun with your soundboard tonight.
I can't help it.
Yeah, he's
I haven't used him in so long.
He's having too much fun.
Damn it.
In 2006, His character's name was Billy. What may help you, I think this was the movie that we got from Netflix and then couldn't find for months. Tyler.
The Departed.
Yes.
Oh, that's a great one.
That is the one. 2006. Hasn't been a bad one yet.
All right, where are we?
Ty is ahead. Ty has 3. Mark has 2. Hannah has 2.
Damn it.
Ooh. I know. This 2010 film. This one was weird. This one was weird. His character's name was Teddy Daniels.
Oh. Teddy Daniels.
And it was filmed, the setting of the film was a prison.
Oh.
Tyler.
Shutter Island.
Yes.
Damn it.
And with Shutter Island, Tyler wins. Leonardo DiCaprio
again. You're welcome. I deserve this.
Good job, Ty.
Yes.
Damn it.
But truly, if you look at
Hannah, this is what I think of your performance.
You got 2 right.
Jeez. Now, in his credits, I was on, when I was little, I was on Lucy's Toy Shop from the State Fair in Ohio. In 1979, Leo's first acting credit was on Romper Room and Friends.
Romper Room?
He was one of the little kids on Romper Room.
One of the little bastards.
And look where he is now, today.
My cousin Amy made an appearance on Sesame Street one time.
Nice.
When she was a little kid.
Very nice. I loved Sesame Street. All right, so moving along.
1. Two.
Because there is something huge that happened.
Tremendous.
Fantastic.
The very best.
Was it fantastic?
That remains to be seen.
All right, yeah.
Probably not.
We would be remiss if we did not mention the tilt in the vortex.
Now, which was the end of an age.
Election.
Yes.
A very historic
election. Quite historic. 2016 presidential election.
It very well could have been the very first female president. Somebody who was not even a politician became the president.
Right. Yeah. First time he ever ran for anything.
Right.
So the next time you fill out an application where it requires experience, you don't need it. You don't need it.
So many stories.
Every rule.
So many stories about the election. I know a lot of people. Look, there were people that you could talk to that were dead set on either one of the candidates.
Yes, there were passionate supporters on both sides.
I think there were even more people that were undecided.
Yes.
Right up until
I didn't like any
filling in the bubble.
Yes.
You know.
Well, that's why 15,000 people wrote in Harambe.
Well,
that
I tell you,
what
was the thing?
It was something that came up online. And in your statistics, it tells you how many write-ins there actually were.
Well, and then here's another statistic. out of the 231 million people registered to vote, only 118 million people voted. So
because everybody else was home throwing up.
Well,
that's less than half, though.
But here we are.
And
here we are. Look. I had conversations with my dad. He was absolutely, you cannot vote for this man, that kind of thing. At the very beginning, I'll have to, look, if we play it all back from the very beginning, I was very amused with Donald Trump.
It's not funny now.
Well, you know what? I thought it was, let's see where this goes. Let's see where it goes. If nothing else, it'll be very entertaining. You know, Hillary, look, she's done her time. She's done 30 years. She's done some very good things. She's also done some very bad things.
She may do another 30 years.
What? you know, and when it comes down to it, I'm sad to see that a woman who has spent the better part of her life after a goal didn't get it.
Right.
And now she never will.
Especially the loser to this
loser. Well, and now she never will. Mm-hmm. That's the sad thing.
Right.
The fact that Donald Trump is now our president is interesting. It's going to be different. It's going to be something that we're not used to a point. Because here's the thing. He's not all by himself.
Right. He doesn't get to make all the decisions.
And I don't know if you've noticed since the whole thing went down, since Election Day, every time he's speaking now, he's a lot more presidential.
Well, he looks terrified.
I'm sure he is terrified.
Wouldn't you be? I would be.
I mean,
I would be.
I feel like for him, this is the joke that went too far.
Yes.
Well, that very well could be.
But it's time for him to put his big boy pants on and lead us.
I like what he said. I like what he said. He said, look, this is the time that all Americans, regardless of affiliation, need to join together and make America great again. And
it's coming from the man who pissed off everyone.
I'm all for that.
But you know what? The political correctness had gone too far.
Yeah, but I don't think we should go with a racist just because of
that. No, you know, I agree.
How racist is he? I don't, you know.
He's more racist than a politician should be.
I see all kinds of posts and people are flipping out that he's, you know, he's so racist. There was an article in the paper where a school teacher told three young black students that if they didn't behave, that Donald Trump would send them back to Africa. Yeah, come on, man. That's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. He does not have free reign. He does not have free reign over the United States. He's a figurehead. Okay?
Right. He still
there is the rest of the government that is going to decide what actually happens. And that's the way it's always been.
Right.
Oh, it's always been. He's a figurehead. He'll give speeches.
They're always so cool anyway.
Well, you know, listen, I didn't know what to think. About the whole thing.
We still don't.
I think there's a lot of people
that didn't.
And we
won't know until he starts.
I have to believe.
Until the inauguration.
I think everything's going to be okay. I think everything's going to be okay. And if people will get on board and stop being such babies about it. I mean, look at all the people that are protesting now. Just because their candidate didn't win. If you spent that much energy supporting your president, maybe we could get something done.
Right. Yeah. Supporting your country.
Yeah. You know,
making it better, rioting.
How ridiculous are all these protests that in some certain circumstances have turned into riots?
Right.
You know,
in Portland last night.
Because
was
she
outrageous.
Didn't win?
Well, I mean, I don't know if what it's does because that mean? She didn't win. I think it's because he did.
Who's the bigger wedge in America? Donald Trump? Or these people fighting against
breaking
America.
Store windows.
Yeah, breaking store windows. My Hillary didn't win, so I'm going to break a window. That's going to prove a point. What does that prove? Nothing. It means that you're a delinquent. It means should be in prison. Come on, man.
There's been an overreaction.
Listen, we have this man. He's going to be our president for at least the next 4 years. And that's the way... Look, we have to get behind him. If we want America to be different, to be better.
We need to be part of the
solution.
We need
to be team
not,
players.
Not a part of the problem.
You know, I kind of equate this to when I was in the military. And one of the things that I've always thought is that everybody, men and women in the United States should have to spend a little bit of time in the military. Because when you do that, you realize that, for one thing, you are part of the team.
Mm-hmm.
Whether you like your commander or not, you are still part of the team. So whether or not you like this decision, you're still behind him. You're going to work on it to get it done. You know what I mean?
You yeah. still have a goal.
Nobody's going to let him, you know, round up Mexicans or any other race of people and send them back. Can you imagine? He's not Hitler. It's not going to happen.
Not yet.
We've seen that happen. We will not ever see that happen again. It's not going to happen.
You know, it will not happen. I don't know.
Well,
it won't happen, Ty.
At this point, it's time to start supporting the decision.
You see all the people that are out there protesting because Hillary didn't win? Wait till he pulls one of those moves where he's going to start rounding up people, knocking on doors, and saying, you're going home.
Then you got something to protest.
Yeah. Now there's going to be protests.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And it's going to be people that, you know, elected him. It's not going to happen. I'm telling you, it's not going to happen. The guy is, for whatever you think about him, he's smart.
No.
He's a billionaire.
Not
Look,
really.
He's arrogant as hell. He comes off as a doofus, but he's got his shit together. I'm telling you.
And at this point, it's time for America to accept the decision right. that America has made.
Yeah.
And moving on to better election news for we Floridians here.
Yeah.
Amendment 1 did not pass.
Good.
The collective has spoken, and Duke Energy did not get their way. And Amendment 2
passed with flying colors.
Flying colors.
71% of the vote.
Exactly. It needed 60 to pass. It failed in 2014. It didn't quite get 60. This time in 2016, it got 71%.
Right.
So beautiful.
Good job, Florida.
Listen, we talked our way right down to the end of this program.
Yes. We did.
We don't really have a whole lot of time for anything. So, Hannah Claire, I will ask you, do you have anything you want to add at the end of the show?
Congratulations, Kevin and Allie.
Yes.
Yes.
Excellent.
Success for the future.
Steph.
Monday morning, supermoon. Moon will be the closest it has been in some 50 years.
Nice.
Get out and look.
Tie again.
I got nothing.
All right. Well, I don't have anything to add as far as anything going on. So I will say happy Veterans Day, everybody, and happy birthday, United States Marine Corps. I love you. And I miss you, Mom.
Everyone love everyone.
All for one and one for all.
Balls to the wall or not at all.
All right, we are the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show right here on RadioSaintPete.com. We come to you every Friday evening from 6 to 8 p.m. live on RadioSaintPete.com. We look forward to talking to you again next weekend. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Yes.
Good night.
I know you ain't gonna like it, but I'm stepping right out of your world. But I'm coming to your party, and I won't be able to stay, but I'm gonna kiss you one more time, then I'm going away.
That's it.